Među boli da bi godi, jer ovo je radika, parša, parša ti svakako. So, very famous for the beginning of the parsha. We have the episode of the Meraglim and the Chosen Kova that the Meraglim come to explore and destroy by Yalu Vanegev, by Yovai Abkhebr. They go up in the south and he came to Khebr. The Shama Timon Shesha, the Talmai, there they call him gigantic. Giants, Achimon, Sheshai, and Talmai, the three brothers, the Elijah, are not the children of the great giants, the Hebron, Shemesh, and Minnesota. So Chazal, on this topic, I'm adding the word in, Vayal, Vayegas, they, Loshin Rabin, in the plural, went up in the south, Vayoy, and he came to Hebron. So Chazal asked in the Gemara in the Toybo, Zaflam, Adalit, Vayal, Vayegas, Vayoy, Ad Hebron. Al-Khazal, by Al-Goyim with Goyim. It should have surely written in the same sentence, like the beginning of the passage, by Yal, and they went up. The Loshin Rabin in the plural. So it should have said, by Al-Goyim, and they came. They went, and they came to Hebron. What, and he came to Hebron? Al-Ayyala, the teacher that, that actually, it was he, it was an individual who came to Hebron. Malabi, Shepirish Kolei Me'atat Meragi. That Kolei set himself aside from the plan of the Meraglim, and he went to Hebron to pray at the Kavodim of the Omen, who are buried in Hebron, Abram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Abba Lahen, and he said, Avoisai, my father's Bashu Alei Rachamim, pray on my behalf, share not sin my Amstad Meraglim, that I should be saved from the plan of the Meraglim. So Chazal appears to be darshan in this pasuk. And in fact, what took place was that only one person came to Hebron. That is the remnant contained in the word Vayoy, he, singular, came to Hebron. To him to us, that actually one person came to Hebron, Kolev alone, and he went there for a specific purpose to daven at the Kvarim of the Ox. Yeah.
This was at the beginning of the trip, right?
It appears in the summer at the beginning, yeah.
So, how come figure it out
because
they were about to do this and
what should have been doing now. Oh, so there's many Mahalchim understanding what went on over here and the Chesed of the Meraglim, but one point we're going to say now, maybe we'll shed some light on what you just brought up. Before we look at the more halakhic point that I'd like to come to, but let's just consider for a minute the positive chat of what Chazal are saying over here. Many Mahalchim asked, and I put it here in the name of Patricia Rafal Hirsch, and the book asked that it appears on the surface the Dibri Chazal over here are actually a Dvar Pet. Sounds like an amazing chat. Vayalu, Vayoloi, plural, singular, so only Kolei came. The trouble is, if you continue to look at the continuation of the parasha in the Sukkim, which records the report of the Meraglim, so when the Meraglim report that everything that took place when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so what's the Meraglim report? And this is specifically not Yehoshua and Kolei, because they didn't bring the bad report. First thing they say, not first thing, but if you took them in, they say that the cities are very, the people are very strong, the cities are very fortified, but Yom Yavidei Ha'anok Ro'im Shom. And we also saw over there the children of the famous giant. Who are the children of the famous giant? These three, Achimon, Sheshai, and Talmai, who were recorded a few swimming back as having lived in Hebron. So if only Kolei came to Hebron, so then the rest of the Meraglim didn't see Achimon, Sheshai, and Talmai because they weren't in Hebron. Only Kolei came to Hebron, so how do they then report that we saw that these famous giants? They didn't see the giants, only Kolei saw the giants. And they seem to make it very central in their bad report about their destruction. In fact, to the extent that in Parshas Tevorim, where the story of the Meraglim is recorded again, which I mean we have a little of the history of Am Yisrael of the Midbar, but you know, places this in a very central point, that this was the main worry of Am Yisrael. They say, Achenu Emasas Levoveinu Levo, our brothers, the others, the Meraglim have scared us by saying, Am Dodo Meraglim Menu Bnei Anoki, the great giant. The great giants who are there in Eretz Yisrael, that's what frightened us. So it seems clear that everybody actually came to cover it. So the Hirsch put forward an idea of Pashukshat in Pashuk, which he then explains to us is really a sort of a mirror of the Drasha of Chazal. There's a level of Pashukshat and there's a Drasha of Chazal. Indeed, in Pashukshat, everybody came to cover it. Well, the Ulu Kala came to heaven. Everybody came to heaven, as we see clearly from these sukkahs. They all thought of giants, they all scared of the giants. What is Pashuk Shat in the pocket? Vayam Vanege, Vayobwe as heaven. He says that this Vayobwe, this singular word, Vayobwe, singular term, should be taken in the sense, like we know, very famous Rosh of Chazal, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Nege Zahor. Everybody came as what? Ki Ish Ekos Balei Ekos. So Vayobwe, the Miratlin came together, as one, and let's look carefully at the positive, by Yahweh, they came as one, until February, I'm not including February. That's where things changed. So Shalom, what happened over there? Achimon, Sheshai, the Talmai. Over there, continues the positive, there were these three. Achimon, Sheshai, the Talmai. And that is where the split occurred. Over there in February. Until that point, Yeshua the colleague, or perhaps colleague specifically, held everybody together in his spirit, in his word. Let's look at Eretz Yisrael in a positive light. By Yahweh, Hebron, they arrived as one man until Hebron. In Hebron, Shabbat Kimon Sheshai V'Talmai. And there's a verse, this sort of, this mirrors the drosha of Chazal. Chazal don't mean that in the Poshut Shach only colleague came. But in Hebron, Kodesh became a yoke, he became on his own. So over there, he realized he's going to run into difficulty now, and over there, he has to go to the Kibbutz Ovid with his palace. I'd like to just add one more amazing thing, also to do with Chat and the Sukkah before we come to our halakhic point, which I saw in the Malbim, that the Malbim is Mosaic. But the only mention that we find of these giants is in this place, Hebron. There's a whole land, Eretz Yisrael. Well, it's not land. Small land, there's Israel, but there's more places than Hebron. Hebron is one place. And indeed, the Sukkah Mashiach was only there. The Shom. Shom Achimon Shesha the Talmud Yavide Ramah. That is where the giants were. They were in Hebron. They weren't anywhere else.
So when they said they were burying the dead all the time, the Roman temple, they were not in other places.
It could be they were scared in other places too, but the giants, in the last way, the prophets were in Hebron.
So
maybe they were there.
Was
there. I'm not sure.
It was the nest of Hakadosh Baruch Hu was there.
It was
there all the time, so they were. They were
busy.
Right.
But
that was not the temple. It's not outside.
Maybe that was everywhere. Why did that have to be only the giant? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. The giants were coming. So he points this out as being one of these sort of, what exactly, discrepancies or inaccuracies in the report of the Meravim. That they didn't report that these giants were only in Hebron. It's very questionable. What exactly did they report wrongly? They were asked questions. They gave answers to the questions that Moshe Rabbeinu presented with. So what exactly did they do wrong? So there's many points that one can build up, but this is one of them. That they didn't tell Sheker, so they didn't tell the full MSI to go down to the sun and see giants, and then to come back and say there's giants there. Well, it isn't wrong, but it also isn't fully right. Because if they're only in one place, and you report there's giants there, and give the loose impression, let's say, that they're there everywhere, well, that's also an inaccuracy. Okay. Now I'd like to focus on a different Nukuda of this episode. Chazal tell us that Koli went to the Kvorim of the Meravim, and to the Kvorim of the Ovid, and he asked them, the words of Chazal, he said to the Ovid, Bapshu Olai Rachamim, pray on my behalf. So, I'd like to look a little more closely at this Indian of going to Kvorim to Zatam, and what exactly should one's intention be in this situation. So there is, in fact, the authority of the Torah in the Eretz. To quote from one of the Rishonim, the contemporary of the Rosh, Reb Chaim Paltiel. And he brings a tshuva in his name, the Reb Chaim Paltiel stated the following. Those who make promises and go ahead to pray in the Beit HaKadosh. Reb Chaim Paltiel was not in favor of this practice. He said, it appears to me that go pray by this morning, go and daven by this morning, is like being Beirut Shalami. What are you doing? You're asking the mate. Loosely, let's say, to do something on your behalf. So it's like a kind of very Shalamitan, he said, I don't like it. Ah, you're going to ask me the Gemara that we've just learned, the Kodesh and Ishtapayah al Kibre Obli. What about Kalei, who davened by the Kever of the Obli? So, Reb Chaim Paltiel says a chiddush, which is not much more in the words of Kabbalah. He says, no, the pshat is, his palel is shot for mocking Kedusha. Kedesh and Hei Philosophy Nishma. One davens by a kever of a tzaddik of the olive, because that place is a holy place. And in the holy place, that's a good place for tefillah to be heard. But not in any sense to pray or to give any request to the tzaddik who is buried there. So that would indeed be very shalamim. He says, the pshat is that it's a mocking kodesh to daven there, but not to daven to the mate, to ask the mate to do something for you, because that's already crossing the border into very shalamim. Exactly so. But the most of the Gemara does not fit especially well with this pshat. Because the Gemara says, he goes to the Kibre office, and he looks at something in the world, and he says, oh, well, he says to them, I'm going to die, my father's bakshu alay rachamim. Pray on my behalf. There's nothing, he's asking the mason to do something for him. But Reb Chaim Paltiel, he says no, he can't be. And as he said, and he continues, at Roshim of the Hod of Adlam, the people, Shein of Yodin, then, do not understand this fine line. Lo Yadati Hadi Chopam Lo, I don't know why they go, it's not a good thing. And to the extent that he continues, that he himself, if people come to him and ask him, he persuades them not to go. That is the opinion of this Reb Paltiel. However, the Bach himself, after quoting this Shulva, he disagreed. And he said, Minu Kavari Ziku Biminaz. This Minaz is a very widely accepted Minaz to go and daven by Kavari in the Eid Moshe. And nobody protests. But Yesh was a smack to Sefer HaZoyah. And there is a hint to this idea in the Sefer HaZoyah. However, says the Bach, but should nevertheless, he agrees that one needs to take care of the earth. But after the Ishtateah al Kibre Ovid, but specifically to pray by the Kever of the Tzaddik, when he's telling the son of Yisborah to daven for the Shborah who, I'll call Tzorah Shaloi Tzorah, then no Tzorah should occur, this Chuz Avoid the Hanit Borim for it. It is the Chuz of those who are buried here. So one can maybe take a drop further than a plan I'll feel to keep. He says one can invoke the chutz of those who are buried there. One can daven and confront his answer with the chutz of the tzaddik buried here. But not in any way, nevertheless, not in any way to pray towards the tzaddik. And pray towards the tzaddik. He should answer you in the chutz of the tzaddik buried here. But can you ever think of that? That type of idea. Because I'm not considering tefillah, and indeed there are six sidrei tefillah for those who pray at Tvorim. The aim of the shum of Moira and the Noya and the Vassal living there. And no Moira Biro should take the initiative to nullify or cancel this minhag. This is a wide and old, widely accepted and old minhag.
What does it mean for Krikov
Shem? He
honors the
Kutok Shem. Okay,
so he did great,
he
was a great person, and who am I to say
Hashem?
Because of him, now
we need to. Well, I don't know, there's a wider concept called Kutok. We're not going to go down into the Ashkenazic idea of how convenient somebody else's support can help for you. Well, it is such a concept.
One thing you cannot say to this study,
is interested in what he has, that is what these folks were saying. We won't see that our son who do allow that as well. We'll come to that in a minute. But that is what the Bach, against the others, my own Mr. Brewer, seems to say.
Okay.
Not such a widely known thing, I don't think. But But the same concept basically is written in the Sefer Ma'aril, which is a very old source for many of the Minhagi Ashkenaz. The Ramah very frequently quotes from the Ma'aril, and the late Rishonim, on whom many of the Minhagi Ashkenaz are based on, can be traced to his Sefer the Ma'aril. And he too writes a similar idea. The Beit HaKvarim, Mokim, Luchat HaTzadikim, if one goes to the resting place of Tzadikim, it's no chance to Mokim Tzadikim, the soil, we have still this Tablo Yisriyot. It's a good place for stability, except in Da'a, Amishatea, Al-Kim, Tzadikim, and Mishalim, Al-Yotim, Megamotim, Negev Hamitim, Hashoytim, Shom. One should take care not to pray to the Mishim who are there, but ask, Yevakish Me'ez Hashem Yisbara, one prays to Hashem, Shemitim, Elam Rachamim, exactly the same as what was written in the Bible. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes basically word for word these words of the Ma'aril. This is in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where it's written that on Erev Rosh Hashanah it is commendable to go and daven by this Torah. So over there, Mishnah Berurah makes mention of this concept, and he says that one should take care not to daven directly to this man. Let's take a little look at a couple of other possible approaches which will do allow a certain measure of approaching the time. The Primogodim over there uses the following words. With the Siddur of Ma'ane Eloshe, he quotes from a particular Siddur, sorry, an old Siddur is reliable in the story of a Siddur. The age of Siddur is Ma'ashah Ibn Malach Kvorim. There are particular Siddur written there, which one says at the Kvorim. Ma'ashah Kittas, and in the Mashmolos of these Siddur, there is a certain implication. She'evashim me'eith ha'nefesh. And one asks, the nefesh of the Tzadik, she'yodit toiv da'adenim to intercede for us in Shomayim. And he uses this term that one requests from the nefesh of the son to do this on our behalf, to intercede on our behalf. What exactly is the intent of the Primogodim by stating that one requests from the nefesh of the son to intercede on our behalf? But the nefesh of the son is exposed to some other angle, some other aspect.
This time, the verse in Shalom they make a promise in verse by Sefer. I
would receive
something
in the house, and I would
think that
it's
something similar.
Yeah, it does seem similar anyway.
If
you
receive something for us.
Yeah. Yeah, the only difference I can see is that over there you're not asking him directly. You're not asking him. Give him such a promise, you learn my paper. You learn his paper. It's always direct thing. Right, it's a certain similarity, yeah. It's a little bit of a grey area.
It's not just that he
does
with Hashem,
he,
so to speak, there is
an action
from the...
Yeah, there's another very famous Tzadik, the Ma'aral Tzitz, who wrote billions of... He wrote many, many stories. And he wrote a promise, I think it's even written on his paper. Anybody who's Oisik in the printing of his forum knows the people in Shammai, and I think many people actually have been definitely sure by copying his forum. Ma'aral Tzitz. He's got many sforim, Sefer Sforim al Hashas, a lot of sforim. There's a famous halakha work on the Pesach, the Login Va'elet, which he wrote, and Get Makushla, and many other sforim.
Alright, but you recommend
a different aspect
of
Ma'aral Tzitz? Yeah, not all. Maybe, yeah, I've also said Ma'aral Tzitz. It's got many sforim. Okay. So I thought that to explain a little further this, that careful wording in the Prima Godin, that one is Rabakish from the Nefesh, the Seychemet, sends to a Lehush in Yerizea. In Yerizea, we have a Tibbon which discusses all these types of weird, wonderful concepts which we don't fully understand, these types of witchcraft and magic. These ideas mentioned in the Torah, which these questions are certainly going to be lost nowadays. So it's discussed there also this last Berish El Hamid. So the five definition in Chazal says that there's somebody who goes to the Beit HaKvarim and he fasts, Vesha married us, when he departs the abstains from food, and he goes and stays overnight in the Beit HaKodesh. And the effect of this procedure is that a certain Ruach Tumah from the Mesim comes and rests upon him, and he's able to be in contact with the Mesim. That's the classic definition in Chazal. So there's discussion of whether other activities also sort of fall under the wider category. So the discussion over there is somebody who makes an arrangement with a choyer. So maybe somebody's very ill, he's going to pass away soon. Somebody makes an arrangement with him that after you go to Shabbat, I'd like you to come back to me in a dream or something and tell me what's going on over there. So a very famous Mikey was funny. He did this to wife of the Lord of God. So indeed, there shouldn't be a flourish, but that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. That's not very Shabbat. Why? Because the contact that you had with the person is when he's alive. When he's alive, he makes this arrangement. And then, then he comes back to you after he's dead. So the Gerson discusses another permutation of this case. He says, what about somebody who doesn't make the arrangement with the person when he's alive? He brings that some make a distinction and they say, even after the person is dead, if I'm able in some way, I don't know how I love this, but somebody who is in contact with the ruach of the mate and is mashbiah the ruach, come back in a dream and tell him what's going on in Shabbat. Well, yeah, that was definitely through a type of witchcraft which was definitely awesome.
Right.
So here, so then the following thing, we'll start to understand a bit what's going on here. The Beit Yosef quotes from somebody who makes a distinction, he says, between being mashbiah the ruach and being mashbiah the ghost. So the Beit Yosef says that if you make contact with the ghost and via the ghost make come back to you in the dream, that's us, that's very shalami. But make contact with the ruach, so that's fine. And the Beit Yosef asks on this distinction, I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean make contact with the ghost? The ghost is God. The ghost is God. We make contact with the ghost. I make contact with the ghost. The ghost is not an alibi. We talk about making contact with the ghost. But the Lavush answers this opinion. And the Lavush says, no. What we mean when we make contact with the ghost, obviously the ghost, the physical ghost, is God. But in great length, he explains, the ghost is true, for sure, it's a bit lengthy, so we'll read about. But it's not really very visible. He explains how, after the person passes away, the group becomes empty of its neshama, and there are certain Koshis Atuma which wish to attach themselves to a group in a similar way to the fact that a neshama was attached to the group. Now they wish to type, sort of take over and attach themselves to a group in the same way that the neshama was attached to a group. And in fact, specifically, he says, they try to take hold of a group, of a Yisrael, because they wish to have an achiva in the place where Kedusha had an achiva. And that's why he says only a Yisrael is in the Tamei Bo'el, but a Goy is not the Tamei Bo'el. Because this is Ruach HaTumah which tried to take over. This is the Lavush, the top of the second, which I'm just summarizing it now. So there's these types of Ruach HaTumah which try to take over the place of the Neshama in the Goy. And when we talk about making contact with the Goy, those who made this distinction, this is the intention, not make contact with the group itself, the group. The God is amazing. But there are these Persian Fatuma which attach themselves to the group. And perhaps even that is the ikka of the very Shalom Mesim. But somebody who makes contact with the Ruach, which is God after Shemaim, for Kodinus, is in Mashiach. That is the intention of those who made this distinction.
So Shalom one.
I don't know, perhaps Mephi, this witchcraft was by making contact with these Koshi Tatum. I don't know, very little about this whole subject. I'm only reading out the Marv Kodis that I read. Nevertheless, let's just add that he said even this partial heaven that he gives to be in contact with the Ruach, he says it's only this specific recipe that was given here, this Shavuah that he makes the Ruach come back to you, But to start doing actions, only a shavuot, something which is for pet, but to start doing various types of actions that people had to be in contact with the Ruach HaMelech, wearing various types of clothing, offering types of kaporias, all types of other activities, that's definitely offered. So only perhaps this type of verbal contact. I don't know what we're talking about into the bush, but that, I thought that the state chemist hooked with the bush to give explanation to the words of the Prima Godin, who says that at this dinner there are types of thrillers which appear to approach the dinner. Let's give one final barakotum. Although you do give little pull to asking the Nefesh of a maid to intercede for you in Shammai. The Munkat Alava, the Munkat Sherebe, has a joke about this great Arifus, where he brings many sources in Chazal, which are much more like the simple much more than the Gemara we started with. That Kolev asked the obvious to intercede for him in Shammai, sounds like he asked directly to intercede for him. And he comes to the conclusion, not like the simple meaning of the Mishnah Berurah and the Maharil, that indeed there's no issue to ask the major sin to see for you. He is from Allah, nevertheless, have to be careful, and there is a fine line. He says, Khalilah, to pray for the major, he should do anything for you. In other words, to have some false understanding that the major has got to be tied up on his own. Not to show them. That, he says, was the main intent of the Bible. Not to ask the major to do something for you. But to ask the major to down for you in your mind, that the mental philosopher says is fine. So there is definitely given to hold for those who do this to ask the mate to love for you in Shammai. But that only, not anything else. Nevertheless, you must stress that the simple reading of Mishnah Berurah is unlikely that even that one shouldn't ask the mate to do. Simply one governs by the camera of the subject. It's good for subject and it's good about the Mokum Kodesh, and it's good for subject one should be answered, but not further than that.